This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM. Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I'm actually having a really good day so far. So you will be hearing me on a really good day, and hopefully you can feel the positivity and also the excitement that I am feeling right now. Nothing big is happening in my life except the fact that I feel really good because I am having progress with the assignment that is due in 2 weeks, which I have been procrastinating for the past month. And if you don't know, I am currently studying as well as working full-time. And part of my course is having two quizzes and two assignments due within the 3 months of the course. And I have been avoiding the assignment for the last few months, and it is due soon, and I just feel really good that I am already around 75% done with it. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the fear of starting. It is something that I am feeling at the moment, and I feel like it's something I have felt before in different situations, different circumstances, but I don't think I have really learned from my mistakes. So we get to talk about it today, so you don't get to do that as well. Fear of starting, what does that mean? It's that feeling where you procrastinate on doing something you need to do, whether it is a commitment or something that you've always wanted to do, something that you know it's good for you, but you just haven't had the chance to really do it. That procrastinating thing that you do that leads to feeling anxiety or something that just makes you feel like it's bigger than it actually is. So that's definitely something that I've felt around my assignment, because it's all very new to me and I feel like it was harder than I thought it would be. But really, when I actually just sit down and start reading the papers or when I start typing up my assignments, there's just, you know, it just opens up a whole flow and suddenly it's 75% done. And I think we can all relate to the feeling of being anxious for not starting something that you said you would. I definitely have been very guilty of just staying in bed, sleeping in, scrolling on TikTok, especially just recently with the Semi Turp Pretty finale that has ended the show, and there's been a lot of TikToks around the show, which I really appreciate, but I don't think the constant scrolling is good for me. And I think there's also that aspect of waiting for the right time that we need to debunk, and hopefully we get to talk about it later today as well. When is the perfect time? We'll figure it out. So when you don't start something, it creates all these big feelings where something is bigger than it actually is. And I think it's very human to do that, which is why really the best thing to do is to just start. And it's so easy to say, but there are definitely practical tools that will help us navigate that. So how many times have you delayed something that you want to do or something that you need to do, only to realize it wasn't as bad as you thought it was when you started? I definitely feel this now. There were definitely lots of tears that were shed for this assignment, but I am very grateful that it is all over now, and I definitely feel a lot more confident knowing that I can do this, and it's not as scary as I thought it was. So the feeling of procrastination, I'm sure we all felt it. It feels very heavy. It feels very tiring. It feels like you don't want to do it because it's just too much. It's just too much for you right now. It just feels like something that will take up a lot of energy and you don't have the energy to deal with it right now. So your brain will tell you, not now, do it later. And it just becomes this big thing. It just becomes this big shadow that just follows you because it's in your to-do list, but you haven't really done anything about it. That is definitely something that I feel. And one of the ways that, you know, that anxiety follows with me is when I keep seeing it on my diary, my planner. It's either crossed out or, unfortunately, I have to use a correction tape or a whiteout, as some of you would call. I was very culture shock the first time I heard my Kiwi friends say that is a whiteout, because I've never heard of whiteout. In Malaysia, we call it correction tape. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's that white thing that you use on top of anything you write on pen to correct and write on top of the correction tape. Hopefully you understand what I'm saying, because it's kind of difficult to explain what it is. So imagine my notebook having lots of either crosses out or white out correction taped because I failed to do a task, or I delayed a task to the next day. So it becomes like a reminder that, you know, have to move the task to another day. Seeing that on my notebook definitely brings a lot of anxiety, because I just feel like I'm not doing my best and I'm a failure because I didn't achieve that goal on the day I said I will achieve it. And then, you know, all of that brings guilt, and guilt is such a bad feeling to have. It's one of the most lowest feelings in terms of like the energy spectrum. Don't quote me on this, but there's something around that as well. It's really not a good feeling to have, because it's just going to drag you down even further. So yeah, let's not do that to ourselves. Everyone feels a certain level of guilt whenever they don't do something they said they would. Let's talk about that. We often think that procrastination is about laziness. And I think there is a reason why we think it is. But actually, procrastinating isn't really about laziness. It's the anxiety or the fear that comes out of not doing something. And it could be you are procrastinating because it's not going to be good enough when you do it the first time, or you fear that the task is harder than it is, which is why you wait for the right time to do it, because you know it's going to be difficult. So my reflections on all of this is I procrastinated on my assignment because I cared too much on it. It's not because I didn't care. I actually cared a lot. I cared a lot to the point where I didn't want to make any mistakes. I really want to do well. And I was judging my energy levels and also waiting for the right day to be able to do it. So let's talk about starting, that is when I realized that, you know, all of my problems went away when I just sat down, turned on my laptop, and just start doing it. And suddenly, I am already 3/4 in. I am almost finishing my assignment. So starting felt like you're, you know, pushing something very heavy. But once you have done the hard bit of actually starting, it's really easy. It's really easy to just keep going. That is not the difficult part. The difficult part was actually starting and being consistent with it. So why do we wait for the right time? I feel like I've talked to you in some ways about waiting for the right time. And there has been a lot of conversations about when is the right time. Have you seen a quote? Well, it's not a quote. It's like a poster. It's probably all over Pinterest if you're on Pinterest. But there is a poster that says, start in November, start in your 40s, start on Friday, start at 5 p.m., start on the 30th of the month, start late, start. And I think it's really so motivating because, you know, when we talk about fresh starts, and I love fresh starts, and which is why Mondays are usually the days where I do most of my work, which is probably not a good thing because I should treat every day like Monday so that I'm not putting all of my energy on one day. But what's really important about this is we think there is a perfect timing. And why do we do that? It's because our brains think there is one. Because our brains crave comfort. It thinks that when we're less tired, we are more focused. And that's when we are more inspired. Therefore, we can get the job done faster. That's why we say things like, I'll start on Monday, I'll start next year, I'll start in January, I'll start at 9 a.m., or I'll start in the morning, I'll start tomorrow, or, you know, we say things like that. But actually, the best thing you can do is just to start. Start at a random time. I definitely struggled this because if I were to start something, I would always start on the clock. Like, you know, for example, if it was 1:20, I'll say, oh, okay, I'll start at 2. It would never be like, okay, I'll start it at 1:30 or I'll start right now. So there's always that side of you that wants to keep everything balanced and you want to start at what you think is the right time. But actually, you don't have to live by the clock. You can actually live from your goals and actually what you want to do. So yeah, I love this poster and I hope you do get to see it somewhere. And a lot of people are using it for different reasons as well. I saw that, for example, Girls That Invest, they use that quote as like a way to see, a way to promote investing, to start early. You know, you don't have to say, oh, I'll start soon. When is soon? So the perfect timing rarely arrives. That's something that we need to learn, because what creates the right time is actually the action, the motivation that we create upon ourselves and the strength that we put into ourselves to actually do the work. And so it's like waiting for the right weather to go on a walk. And it'll be very difficult in Dunedin if you were to do that. You know, if you're asking yourself, oh, I'll just wait for the right day to go outside and go on a walk. Meanwhile, what you should do is just walk and experience the days. Experience the good days, experience the bad. would not recommend going out on a rainy day, though. But, you know, we have our gloomy Dunedin days. And it is still perfectly fine to go on walks on a gloomy day. You might even experience different things while you're on that gloomy day walk. But you don't have to just wait for the right perfect sunny Dunedin stunner day to do your afternoon walks. You just have to get out and go. So we always think that procrastinating is an issue of laziness or time management. But it actually comes from well-being. It actually comes from anxiety. It comes from your haura itself. And I don't know if you know about avoidance. I used to be an anxious person, but I think I have grown to be an avoidant person, which is, you know, not even a good thing. It's actually a lot better to be on both ends or in the middle somewhere. But being avoidant actually drains you because you think you're doing okay by not being anxious, but actually by avoiding the work that you're doing, you're actually carrying more anxiety than the work itself. So it's so crazy because when I actually started my assignment, I feel so much better. And suddenly it is 2 hours in and I'm almost done. So I hope that that gives you some reassurance. And I don't know who's listening. You know, you could be out there thinking about your driver's license that you haven't booked in for. Or you could be thinking about that project that you said you would do, but you haven't had the chance to start. Or you might be out there and you have a small business idea that you want to do to support yourself or just to have fun and share because you're a creative person. And you just haven't done it because you haven't found the right time. Hopefully you are listening to this and this gets to you because I think it's really important for us to be able to do what we need to do, listen to ourselves, and also protect ourselves by doing the things we said we would do. You are being kind to yourself by actually showing up to yourself. And I think when you do that, you actually feel a lot more confident with yourself knowing that, hey, this is something I can do. And because I said I would, and I did it. And something that I really encourage, and I think I got this idea from Tam Kaur, a YouTuber that I really like watching because she's such a baddie. She recommends that we all have a portfolio of proof. And what that means is anytime you achieve something that you thought you won't achieve or somehow your brain says that you won't achieve it, you write it down. You write it down in a little journal or you print the photo of you achieving that thing and you keep it as like a portfolio. Anytime you feel confident about yourself achieving something, you keep all of the receipts, you keep all the proof. And anytime you feel that sense of anxiety or if you feel a sense of drag, not be able to achieve something, have a look at your portfolio because it will show otherwise. I remember I used to be so scared of doing live shows. And then like a few days ago, I did a live show. And what helped me was I remembered the time when I did a live show and nothing went wrong. So, yeah, hopefully that helps you to think about any moments where you feel scared of doing something. You just remember the time when you did something. You did that thing before, or you did something else before. You thought it was going to be scary, but everything went well. And I hope that you can apply this to other things in your life as well. It can be about the relationships that you want to build with other people, any projects at work that you wanted to try, or it can be about your personal development, just to make sure that you are on track and trying your best to be the best version of yourself. Some practical tools that might help. Here is a couple, and it's something that I try to do. There's a 5-minute rule. If you can do something for 5 minutes, you know, just tell yourself, okay, I'll just study for 5 minutes. Chances are you're going to keep going. And it's like this for doing chores too. You know, if you have a mountain of clothes to be put away, tell yourself you're only going to do it for 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a very short time. Chances are you're going to clean the whole house after that. Taking care of your body before doing something that requires brain work is also very important. It can be getting getting set up for whatever it is that you want to do. And in my case, for example, I would make myself a cup of matcha and I would just sit down on my desk, drink my matcha and study. And I think it became a ritual that I appreciate because I feel like I can enjoy the study because I was enjoying my matcha. So that's an important part as well. Try to think of happy things to include or happy habits to include in the things that you are dragging yourself to do. Make it smaller is also a thing that you should do. For example, instead of saying, I will finish this assignment, you can say, I will open the laptop, I will start the Word document, I will write out the brain, or I will write out the body, I will start writing that email first. So just breaking things down, because if you think of a project as a whole, it becomes so big. But actually, if you make it into actionable steps, it actually helps. And for someone who is spiritual or has faith like me, prayers definitely help. It's healing for me to be able to, like before I open my book, for example, I would say, dear God, please help. Please help me understand this. So just putting my faith into something bigger than myself is actually helping me to be more attentive, knowing that I can do this with a bigger support. And so that is the action points that I wanted to have for this week's episode. And so I hope that there are some points there that will help you in making things easier for you. I've concluded that things are smaller than we think they are. And the hardest thing about this whole thing is actually just starting. Starting is the hardest bit. So hopefully this message arrives to you at the right time. Again, remember that there is no right time. If you're feeling like you want to do something for yourself or for your future or for the people you love, it's important to just do it straight away, especially if you've been putting it off. Thank you for listening to The Arenality. I'll catch you again in the next episode.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.